Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes with Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
Who's just about ready to sneeze.
I know. I'm trying to hold off. There's nothing worse than knowing you have to be on air. I'm going, oh, please don't sneeze.
That's right. I've never seen you quite that shade of red. So good job. Sort of festive.
Excellent.
For the holidays.
Oh, that's right. All. I'm just like a bulb.
That's right. Well, so we had seamless moves in our last segment. Good information on how to
Thanks
move.
Thanks to Lori Lamoureux.
Some things to think about with all of that. And speaking of moves, if you're thinking about making a move in the future, you should take our class.
Yes, we actually have two classes. These we like to call these our no fluff series classes because, like they say, there's no fluff. We don't bring in a bunch of junky information and make it just a sales pitch. It's really practical information.
That's right.
Both for buyers and for sellers. So I know we've mentioned that November 7th from 2 to 4 p.m. we're doing the home buyers class, which
That's
is
right.
really focused a lot on credit scoring. What is credit? How to build your credit? What impacts of credit are, as well as the lending side.
Yep. All the really cool programs that are out there for first-time buyers and what to look for, how to make comparisons. How do you know if you're getting a good deal? We
can
hopefully make you an educated shopper.
Yeah. Yeah. And on the seller side, we're actually teaching our No Fluff home seller seminar. That's going to be from 10 a.m. to noon. On the same day, November 7th.
Yep.
And we're going to be doing that at the REMAX Metro office, which the location is 2312
Eastlake
Avenue East.
One of my favorite neighborhoods.
Yes, it's a very nice neighborhood. But you do have to sign up.
Space is limited.
Yes, space is limited, and you do have to sign up for it. We have to know you're coming. So info@teamreba.com is the email that you can send to for that. Or... I really actually would prefer email.
Yeah, just send us an email, info@teamreba.com.
Yeah, that's the easiest thing because that then goes to me and my assistants so that we can track who's coming and for which class. And for some folks, Eric, it might be for both.
I can think of a lot of reasons why that would make sense. Even if the home buyer class from 2 to 4 on November 7th is relevant to anybody thinking about needing a mortgage.
Oh, yeah. And if you haven't sold a home or bought a home in 15 years,
I'd say,
holy smokes, everything's changed.
In 5 years, everything's
changed.
Yeah,
even 5 years. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Even 5 years. So the information, I know you're going to still come, even though it's a seller's class from 10 to noon, we're going to have you there for that because the challenge even, we kind of touched only briefly on it with Lori on the phone, but for someone who's selling their home, the challenges of what if you need the equity out of your home to buy.
That's right. How do you do that? How do you coordinate that? Mm-hmm. And there's lots and lots of rules, lending rules you have to think about, qualifying rules you have to think about. What if I'm buying my new home before I've sold my old home?
Correct.
So we're going to be covering all of that.
Yeah. And we're working with some clients who are in the process of that right now, even relocating from out of state.
That's right.
Here.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, it's always interesting challenges because I know when they first started out working with us, they thought, oh gosh, how are we going to do this? Because we do have a home to sell in Arizona and we're coming up here. What do we do? What do we do first? It's kind of the chicken and the egg a little bit, they feel like. And I know when you got introduced to them and you kind of went through all the details, thankfully they're able to purchase ahead of time, which
That's
in
right.
their case, I don't know if I told you this, in their case is quite special because they have something I forgot to ask or bring up with Lori. I did talk to her about this the other day. Moving pets.
Right, right. They do dog rescue.
Yes. And so moving a pet is also a very specific kind of thing. And they actually have some moving companies like Seamless Moves have special services to work with the moving of an animal.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah,
that's
it's
good
pretty
to know.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so this particular client from Arizona does have 11 little dogs, primarily of all which are Chihuahuas. Yes,
wow.
Chihuahuis.
They'll have to go to, there's a annual gathering of Chihuahuas in Seattle. It's right around, coming up pretty soon, called
I didn't know that.
Shiver Fest.
Oh, God.
So, yes, you know, the chihuahuas are always just sort of shivering and shaking and all of that. So, and
that's right. They do. They shake
also
a lot.
Coming up, and we'll have to come up with some dates on our next show. There's also one called Pug-o-ween, where everyone dresses up their pugs.
Also. Yeah. There's also Dog-o-ween.
Yeah.
But that's funny. I didn't know that about the chihuahuas. Yeah, she has a bunch of special needs ones. She has one that's blind. One doesn't have front legs. One has deformed front legs. So that's been a real challenge in trying to find a house for them, because we have to find something they can move around on and get up and down into a yard area.
Sure, she's not just like, you know, kind of vying for the ugliest dog competition. Could be.
No, they're all sweet. They're not ugly. They're just deformed.
Oh, my uncle had one, a chihuahua, that was the ugliest dog I've ever seen in my life.
A lot of them are not so attractive.
He had no teeth. He had very little hair. He was shivering.
He might have been able to make it.
And he was, I loved him dearly right up until the point he peed on my shoe. And then it was game over after that. But
you have a thing with animals.
They love me.
Doing things in
they love me, but I don't know what it is about.
Didn't your cat do something like that?
No.
No, that was just on the house.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah. No, we're all good. We're all good. Right. Cat's fine. Yeah. Okay. I don't bother him. He doesn't bother me. We have an agreement. So that's all good. So November 7th.
Yes. So November 7th, we'll go back to the class.
Yes. Join us. So, and again, you can make reservations, info@teamreba.com.
Yes. And we promise not to go off on a little tirade like that one.
That's right.
But, you know, one of the things we talked about when we started doing this show is also bringing up neighborhoods. And since the class we're going to have is in the East Lake neighborhood.
Sure.
I figured I would throw a couple things out there going on in the East Lake neighborhood coming up. One of them is they have a fall celebration that's coming up actually on Thursday. Thursday, October 15th. It's from 5:30 to 7 at the Little Water Cantina, which is at 2865 East Lake Avenue East.
So just down the street?
Just down the street from my office. And they're going to have $6 margaritas, $4 beers, $1 off wines, $1 off wells, and food specials. And it's basically an opportunity for people who live in that neighborhood to come and meet each other and get to know each other a lot better. Or if you're even considering becoming a member of that community.
Excellent.
Great opportunity to go and check it out. And then one of the things that I think is good about folks getting together and getting to know each other is that on October 20th, down at the Rowing Center at 3320 Furman Avenue East, they're having a public meeting on land use and transportation proposals that will impact the East Lake neighborhood. And that's kind of a big deal, because a lot of folks in that neighborhood feel like they're potentially under threat. If you've been through that neighborhood, like many Seattle neighborhoods, there's a lot of new development going on.
It's very dense there.
It's extremely dense there. And the city of Seattle has a lot of these pocket neighborhoods that get identified, and they're actually really encouraged to create this identity of their own. I always kind of, when I have people moving here from out of state, I always liken it very similarly to, say, Manhattan and all the different neighborhood areas there that people think of, you know, like West Village, East Village, you know, Uptown, you know, that kind of thing. We have all of our own elements similar to that.
Sure, sure.
And so East Lake is just a little microcosm right there. Just
it's its own little community. One of my favorite stores,
and they have houseboats.
They do, yes. That movie? No, don't say it. But yeah, we all know. So
yeah,
one of my favorite stores there is Patrick's Fly Shop.
That's right. And, yeah. My real estate mentor was a fly fisherman, and I bought him gifts.
As a little kid growing up, my dad took me down there, and that's where I learned how to tie flies. That's where I learned how to fly fish. And it's still there, and I love that store. I got to get in there at least a couple times a year. You've got something else coming up here, too, Reba.
Yes, I do. Actually, this weekend, speaking of stuff coming up very quickly, this Saturday, October 17th, I have a band, Crossing Lines Band.
Right.
And we are a cover band doing modern rock, pop, and country music. And we are playing at Sam's Sports Bar in Kent.
Nice.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah. So we've got an event on Facebook. If you go to crossinglinesband.com, we should have information about our upcoming shows there. And so that will be on the menu.
Always a fun club there, and I've heard your band several times
now.
They
spent $1 million in renovations there. It's gorgeous.
Oh, it's good. Good place to watch a ball game too.
Yeah. So. And what were you just about to say?
I've listened to your band several times, and you're good.
I
really enjoy listening to you.
Awesome. So. Thanks. I hope you make it this Saturday.
I'll give it a shot. Well, on behalf of Reba Haas, Team Reba, and Eric Ozzes of Home
That's
Street Bank, we hope you enjoyed our show today, and listen in again next week. We're on every Tuesday at 3 o'clock on KKOL, Business Radio 1300.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/MaxMetroEastside on Facebook or email info@TeamReba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.